Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week, just in time for our celebration of Independence Day, is the word independence. The word independent simply means not dependent, not subject to the control of others, not requiring or relying on someone or something else, showing a desire for freedom. Freedom and liberty are related words, and these are often the goals of independence. We want to be independent so that we have the freedom or the liberty to do what we want. Now, a certain degree of independence is a good thing and something that we want to encourage. We want to raise our children with a certain amount of independence so that they'll be prepared for the time when they go out to live on their own. We want to have jobs so that we are not dependent on family members or the government or somebody else financially. In 2 Thessalonians 3:10, Paul is warning against idleness when he says, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." So we have that encouragement to be independent of the help of others when it comes to making a living in this world. But like so many things, our sinful nature takes this idea of independence too far. Our sinful nature tells us that we are independent creatures on a lifelong journey to a deeper meaning, a deeper independence, really, even. We believe that life is about finding ourselves. We believe that the way to reach happiness is to follow our independent hearts wherever they desire, often forgetting God along the way. So how does that work out for us? I'm afraid our desire for independence often doesn't work out the way that we hope it will. Think of the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son wanted his independence from his father, no doubt thinking that his life of independence would be great. And how did that turn out for him? Ultimately, he ended up broke and eating the same food as pigs. We often have that same sinful desire to be independent of God, thinking that life apart from God would be great. We want to be independent from all His rules that our sinful nature believes are there just to keep us from being happy. And so we live as if God doesn't exist. And how often does that get us into all sorts of trouble? The truth is, ultimately, we are not independent. God alone is. God alone is completely self-sufficient. We see that in His very name, I am who I am. His existence is independent. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." All of the world is His. In Job 41:11, the Lord says, "Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine." By contrast, we are completely dependent upon Him. First of all, we're dependent on Him for our physical lives. Paul says in Acts 17:28, "In Him we live and move and have our being." And we are also completely dependent on God for our salvation. Romans 3:23 makes it clear that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 8:7 tells us that the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. That's our attempt at being independent at work, not wanting to be subject to God and thereby making ourselves His enemies. Ephesians 2:1 tells us that we were dead in trespasses and sins. There are some who would say that we can independently make a decision to be Christians, but these passages and others make it clear that we cannot. No, our salvation is totally dependent on God. The good news is that we certainly can depend on Him, most of all for our salvation. We can depend on Him because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We can depend on Him because, as Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We can also depend on God to keep us in the faith. 1 Peter 1:5 says, "We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And we can depend on God to be with us as we go through the various trials we face in this world. 1 Peter 5:7 invites you to cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. It certainly is a good thing to celebrate the independence of our country and the freedoms that we enjoy because of our independence as a nation. And it certainly is God-pleasing to be independent in some aspects of life. But perhaps we should take the time to celebrate our dependence on God also, celebrating the fact that He sustains our physical life. He has given us new life. He keeps us in the faith. And we can depend on Him to be with us in whatever we face in this world.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.